This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday told U.S. citizens, it has now happened. The moment you've been waiting for is here. He was speaking in a televised broadcast after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration fully approved the Pfizer COVID vaccine. That move triggered a new wave of vaccine mandates as the Delta variant batters the United States. Around 52% of the American population is fully vaccinated, but health authorities have hit a wall of vaccine-hesitant people, impeding the national campaign. Pfizer's vaccine is the first to receive full approval. More than 200 million Pfizer shots have already been administered under an emergency use authorization that was granted in December of 2020. The U.S. military said shortly after the announcement that it would mandate the vaccine, and a slew of private businesses and universities are expected to follow. New York City also said it would require all of its Department of Education employees to receive at least one dose of vaccine by September 27th without the option for regular testing instead. The United States on Monday imposed sanctions on an Eritrean official it accused of being engaged in serious human rights abuse in the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region, where thousands have been killed and over 2 million displaced. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement that it blacklisted the chief of staff of the Eritrean Defense Forces. Treasury said he commands forces that have been operating in Tigray and accused the forces of being responsible for massacres, sexual assaults, and purposely shooting civilians in the streets, among other human rights abuses. The United States has repeatedly called for Eritrea troops to withdraw from Tigray. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.